Sir, excuse me, sir, if I could have just a moment of your time. Thank you. I sent you my job resume last week, but I haven't heard anything back from your office, and I was hoping that you would have some time to talk to me, even just for a few moments. You see, I am really well qualified to be a member of your management team, and if I could just... But... I see. No, it's okay. It was just a thought that if I came in here and saw you in person, well, maybe you would have some time to interview me right now, seeing as how it is the lunch hour and everybody else is gone. See, I even brought you some lunch. I stopped by the deli down the street and got you a nice ham and cheese on fresh-baked rye bread with lettuce and tomato and some homemade pickles and some chips. And then I stopped by the bakery next door and got you a nice, fresh, homemade brownie, still warm from the oven. There is an old lady there that makes them. So if I could just sit down here by your desk, I could lay the food out for you, and you can eat the nice lunch I brought you while you interview me. Is that okay? Do we have a deal? Oh, thank you, sir. Now, what would you like to know? You want to know if I have any actual experience in accounting. Well, yes, absolutely. I was employed by the Acme accounting firm for 4 weeks, right up until the time that they were indicted for bank fraud. No, I didn't have anything to do with the missing money. Why, I was only a teller there that one day, and it was just a coincidence that the money went missing that same day, but they found it. You see, there was this little mouse hole in the wall between the night deposit box and the wall, and the deposit somehow dropped behind the wall. I was totally cleared, but they decided that they had too many bank tellers and let me go. Yes, that was unfortunate, and considering that I spent so much money on my degree, too. Not that I actually have a degree. It's just I kept having to take all those bothersome accounting classes. I had to repeat them. But I finally got the knack of it, and I'm only $100,000 in debt. But I am paying that off slowly but surely. You see, I made a deal with a collection agency, and I give the guy one blow job a week for the next 5 years, and pretty soon my debt will be all cleared off. See? That's why I need this job so desperately. You see, Jake, that's the guy at the collection agency, well, his wife found out that he and I... But that's another story. So, sir, I really, really need this job, and I will do anything to get it. And you're so handsome, and so tall, and so well-built, and single, that I thought, well, maybe I could make an arrangement with you like I do for Jake. You know, one blow job a week for a year just to see how it would work out in your firm. What's that? How do you know I'm any good at giving blowjobs? Why, just ask anybody. I mean, you can ask Jake and he will tell you. What? You want me to give you a free demonstration? Well, I don't know. You haven't even finished your lunch yet. What, you have other appetites that need to be taken care of? Well, I could give you a free demo. Here, why don't I just lock the door and you sit there behind your desk and I will crawl over and get down on my knees in front of you and show you what I can do. You will like it, I assure you. You will like feeling my mouth on you, my mouth on your hard cock, my tongue licking your shaft, licking your balls, me sucking your balls, then licking your shaft again. You will like it when I suck the head of your cock into my mouth, in and out, in and out. You will like it so much that you might even have to grab my head and use my mouth like a fuck toy, ramming your hard, wet cock in and out of my mouth, maybe even ramming it down my throat. Would you like that, sir? Sir, are you okay? Okay, good. Let me take my suit jacket off so I can get more comfortable. There. Now let me get down on my knees here underneath your desk That way, if anybody walks in, they won't see me. Now, I will just unzip your pants. And reach in here and pull your cock out. Oh, my. What a big cock you have, sir. Why, it's even bigger than Jake's. Let me get a good look at it. And stroke it. You're dribbling pre-cum, sir. Is this exciting you? Can you see my tits and my low-cut V-neck shirt? Do you see my nice, big, fat globes? They're all natural, you know. Would you like to see me jiggle them? Here, let me take my top off so you can see them better. I don't wear a bra. I don't need one. My tits are nice and big and firm without a hint of sag. Maybe you'd like to feel my tits around your cock. Have you ever had a tit fuck, sir? Have you ever had a girl with long brown hair, green eyes, shake her tits at you, and then fuck your cock with them? Just lay your cock inside my cleavage. Yeah, just like that. Do you see how big and fat my tits are? How they're enveloping your cock? Why, they're swallowing your cock all up. You can hardly see the head when it pokes through the top of my cleavage. I'm going to stick my tongue out. And when the tip of your cock pokes through again, I'm going to lick the head. Your tip is so wet with pre-cum. And it tastes so good, too. Keep fucking my tits just like that. Yeah. Just like that. Your pre-cum is making my tits all wet. So it's a nice slide for you. Right through my tits up to my mouth. And your cock is so long, too. Now you just lean back, sir, and close your eyes. Relax. And let Kitty McTitty do all the work for you. I'm going to jiggle my big fat tits all over your cock. And I'm going to slide them up and down your cock. How does that feel? Do you like that? Can you feel how wet you're making my tits? And my drool is slicking out of my mouth as I suck your head, leaking onto my tits as you run your cock through my tit tunnel. That's it, sir. Faster, faster. Fuck my tits faster. Now let me suck you. Let me suck the head. Oh, sir, you're getting harder and bigger and more swollen. Are you going to come for me? I want you to come for me. I want you to come all over my tits. I want you to fuck my tits faster. Yes, that's the way. Jerk it off. Jerk your cum out. Spray me with it. Cover my face with it. And my tits. Yes. Faster. Faster. Yes, that's it. That's it. Ow! You got me good, sir. All that cum all over my face and tits. Did you like that? Did Kitty do a good job making you come? You know, if you hire me, we can do this every day over lunch. Would you like that, sir? Oh, goody! What time do I report to work tomorrow? No, I don't have any questions. Well, maybe one. Are you going to eat that brownie? Because I sure am hungry, and I would like something to go with all that cream you just gave me.